Hello, this is David Coulthard.
Hi, this is Sebastian Vettel.
Sebastian Vettel, you are the world champion! You are the man!
Hi, I'm Mark Webber here.
Great drive, Mark. Fantastic. We've won the Constructors. Thank you. Well done.
I just want to say a massive thank you to all of our loyal supporters of our podcast. So keep listening for future really cool stuff.
Hello and welcome to the Red Bull Racing Podcast. And to round 16 in Korea, shiny and new, the Korea International Circuit is one of the newest on the F1 calendar. The track here is made up of a temporary street circuit section, which is included for the Grand Prix, and a 3-kilometer permanent track which is used all year round. There are three high-speed straights along this anti-clockwise track, the longest a 1.2-kilometer stretch. There are 18 turns on a 5.615-kilometer lap. The race is 55 laps. That's a distance of 308.630 kilometers, just over 370 kilometers from the South Korean capital Seoul. The circuit is in a rural part of the South Yeolla region alongside the coast. The surrounding scenery is ever changing as the city of Jeolla Namdo is being developed around the track. Coming up, we speak to both our drivers about their races here in Korea. Plus, we speak to podcast regulars Christian Horner, Sebastian Buemi, and David Coulthard. First, Mark scored pole in qualifying on Saturday with an incredible lap in Q3. Katie caught up with his race engineer Kyron Pilbeam to find out how it all happened.
Kyron, we haven't caught up with you for a while. I think the last time we spoke was Silverstone, where Mark won.
Yep, and he's on pole position today, so hopefully we can do the same.
And how's it been from over the last seven races from Silverstone to here?
Up and down, yeah. We had a few races where we didn't have the quickest car. Now we've won the last two, and we're both cars on the front row this time, so hopefully we can pull a result home today.
And you mentioned you got pole yesterday, which is great. Can you just talk us through yesterday and how you got to that position?
Yeah, it was on Mark's side. It was a fairly difficult day, actually. P3 practice was good what we did, but we had a car problem and missed most of the session. Qualifying was okay at the beginning, but the middle session was a bit more difficult. We got yellow flags and things, but in Q3, Mark did a really good job. His final lap was extremely good, and good enough for pole.
And then from an engineering point of view, what's important about this circuit?
I mean, there's always a compromise at every circuit, but it's quite a strong compromise here between the long straights in the first half of the lap and all the medium and high speed corners in the second half. So it's striking that balance aerodynamically, in particular between straights and corners.
Does it matter that this track isn't used much between the Formula One races?
By Saturday, it doesn't make so much difference. The beginning of Friday is always low grip. It's slippery just because it's stood there for a year without being used pretty much, I think. But by Saturday and Sunday, it doesn't make much difference at all.
And then just back to yesterday and Mark got his pole. After he's got that, how long afterwards is it that you see him?
It was probably a couple of hours because he goes and does press stuff and things like that. So, it's normally quite a while before I get to speak to him.
Yeah. And what did he say yesterday?
Not much. He's obviously pleased with the result and looking forward to tomorrow. Yeah, I mean, it's... pole position is a nice thing to have, and it puts you in a very good position for the race, but it is the race that counts, so the job's not done yet.
Okay, and then four more venues after this one. We've got India, Abu Dhabi, USA and Brazil. Which is your favourite, or which are you most looking forward to out of those?
I'm looking forward to going to America, because we haven't been there for a long time. It's a new circuit, a new city we're going to. I'm looking forward to seeing what's there.
On to the race now, and the big news is that Sebastian has moved to the top of the Drivers' Championship after victory here in Korea, with Mark coming second to secure a Red Bull 1-2, our first of the season. Seb's third straight win means he's leapfrogged Fernando Alonso at the top of the table, while fifth place Mark is now just a point behind Lewis Hamilton in the standings. Alonso and his Ferrari teammate Felipe Massa finished third and fourth respectively at the Korea International Circuit, with Kimi Raikkonen and Nico Hülkenberg, Roman Grosjean, Jean-Éric Vergne, Daniel Ricciardo and Hamilton completing the top 10. Here is race winner Sebastian Vettel after the race.
I think it was a perfect day for myself, a perfect day for the team. Obviously, very important to have a good start, you know. I had some scenarios in the head. Obviously, you try to go through a couple of options, but then knowing that it might come completely different, so you're not trying to confuse yourself, but I never had the option of of, you know, having a good start straight away and getting into the lead in the first corner. But yeah, I wasn't too sad when that happened. So yeah, very good launch, and was able to out accelerate Mark, I think, in the initial bit, but then, you know, really putting the traction down, so able to, yeah, get side by side. And then I was in the lead, but we've seen, you know, last year I was in the tuck position where Mark was after turn one, and I knew that there were two big straights coming, and yeah, I could hear him coming, so we had a lot of headwind. He was quite close, so he, you know, tried to go side by side very early, and then it was like hitting a wall with a lot of headwind, and I could see Mark side by side, and a lot of the guys coming really closing in the mirrors. Fortunately, I stayed ahead, had the inside for turn three, and then a very good exit, which allowed me to stay ahead for turn four as well. So yeah, really, really happy with today. After that, obviously, only once a bit of a mistake with a lock up into three, but yeah, I think it was always marginal with the tires for everyone, how much you can push, how much you can lean on the tires. The front right didn't look too happy many times from the inside, so yeah, I think obviously the gap helped, which we were able to pull away a little bit at the beginning of the first stint through the second stint and controlling it in the last stint. I think there's four races left and a lot of points to grab, so we'll have to do our very best to remain, you know, where we are now. And I think you can overcomplicate it, these things, but I think if you keep it simple, it's we have to do our job and not care about the others.
As we mentioned earlier, Mark had an incredible qualifying session on Saturday, scoring pole, but he wasn't happy with his start in the race, and Seb took first place into the first corner. He crossed the line in second place. Here's what he had to say after the race.
Personally for me, I think it's mixed emotions today. I would like to have got the win, but you need to get everything perfect. And in Suzuka, I didn't have really any clutch off the line. Today, I had too much clutch off the line. I think we were making a lot of adjustments before the race started. And in the end, yeah, disappointing that the launch didn't go to plan. And then, yeah, we had a good fight in the first sector with Seb, but then after that, I tried to keep some pressure on, but the DRS with the yellow flags were out for about 600 laps. I couldn't do anything with that, so yeah. But then all of a sudden, some tactics come into the race, obviously, with the tyres, so we had to drive a lot slower, look after the tyres. You know, still a good result, but not the one I was after. But you know, I think in sections of the race I drove very well. But yeah, you know, the last few races have been solid for me. The last few qualifiers have been good for me. So yeah, I'm looking forward to the remaining races and having a good feeling with the car and working hard with the guys. Very good result today in terms of the constructors. You know, putting a bit of an uppercut on McLaren, which was nice, and you know, that was good for us to really capitalise on a tough day for them. So but they'll be back obviously, and we've had a good weekend. And through hard work from the team, and obviously also I congratulate Sebastian on his win today.
Seb and Mark crossed the line with career sensation Sai waving the checkered flag. He also taught the boys how to dance Gangnam Style. Laura spoke to David Coulthard after the race to find out what he made of it all.
So David, we just had our first 1-2 finish of the season. Talk us through reaching that perfect podium point.
Well, it's an incredible back-to-back off what we saw in Japan. Incredibly competitive race, it has to be said, with Ferrari not that far behind. Curious drop-off in performance from McLaren. Four races to go, though. It's certainly hotting up for a grandstand finish to this championship.
Okay. And you met a very special Korean guest today. Could you just talk us through what he taught you?
Well, we got to do this phenomenal dance, which has gripped the nation. And what a completely chill guy he was. I think he's living in, you know, in shock at the phenomenon that is the Ganyang style. So, yeah, pleasure to be part of that. And hopefully the little broadcast that we had back to the UK was appreciated by the early morning risers for Grand Prix racing.
And will you be putting the Gangnam Style dance routine into practice anywhere tonight?
I doubt that very much. I'm just a bouncer. I just bounce up and down. That's as good as it gets for me.
Okay. We see you're rushing off now. Where are you off to?
Flight to Tokyo, and then I pick up a BA flight back to Europe, and then back into Monaco to see the family.
Thank you. We'll catch up with you again in India.
Thank you very much.
As we mentioned, this is a relatively new track here in Korea. Laura went to speak to our reserve driver, Sebastian Buemi, to find out more about it from a driver's perspective.
Okay, so Sebastian, we're here in South Korea. People that have been running the track a lot this weekend have noticed how many long straights there seem to be. Can you just talk us through what handling them is like from a driver's point of view?
Yeah, I mean, when you're driving in the Formula 1, obviously it doesn't feel so long, but still it's, like you said, a very long straight. We have the chance to have the DRS on the longest straight, so obviously it gives you a lot of overtaking possibilities. We've seen a lot of overtaking during the race, so it's definitely a pretty good circuit in that aspect. And then you know, the circuit is really smooth. It's a new circuit, so only 3 years old, and it's really easy in the car. You know, you can really recover. You can, you know, take your time to relax on the straight, think about the rest of the race. So it's definitely a good feeling. And then on the second straight, you've got a big grandstand, so you can sometimes see the fans. So it's definitely, you know, I enjoy the circuit.
Okay. And what kind of speeds can you reach going through those straights?
Basically, I think on the longer straight, you reach around 320 kph. Obviously, it depends on the car. It depends if you use the DRS or not. But the maximum speed is around 320. And then on the next straight, you have more or less the same speed, maybe a little bit lower than that because the straight is not as long.
And during this afternoon's race, we heard Mark and Sebastian's engineers both telling them to try and save their tyres. From a driver's point of view, how hard is it to reconcile that with your just sheer determination to win?
Obviously, you know, you need to know in which position you are in. You know, for Vettel, it was maybe slightly different because he had a lead of more or less 10 seconds over Mark. So it's a little bit easier for him just to take it easy, because then if he sees that the lead is obviously reducing too much, he can push again. But for Mark, you know, he had Alonso all the race behind him within 3 seconds. So it's a bit more difficult for him, you know, to take care without getting overtaken by Alonso. So then you've got some special tricks where you take care in some of the corners where you know he can't overtake you because there is no straight after. For example, the last sector is really difficult to pass, so you can take care there. But then the first and second sector, you've got to push again. So a bit easier to manage for Vettel than for Weber.
What special tricks did you use to use?
The most important thing is to get a very good exit of the corner, because then if you have a long straight for the guy behind you, it's going to be difficult to pass you. So you just need to find a good compromise. You can maybe brake a little bit earlier, carry less speed into the corner, because you manage to look in your mirrors and you see it can't pass you. And then if you get a really good exit, then it's not going to make it at the next straight. So maybe slow down a bit more in the corner, but just make sure you get a good exit. That's the most important.
And what's up for you next? What are you doing this week?
I'm going to go back home. Obviously, quite looking forward to it. Been away for a long time, and then I had to go back to England. We did some simulator running between Japan and Korea, then came back here to Korea. So I'm going to spend a few days back home, and then I'm going to go to the World Series event in Barcelona, driving the RB6 on a Saturday, and then we'll have an aero test on a Sunday. And then on the Monday before India, I'll have a kind of a marketing event for Infinity, our sponsor. And then I'm going to rush to India on Wednesday.
Pretty non-stop.
Yeah, basically I'll have Monday to Friday, you know, to recover, to do a bit of training. It's always important to train hard in case something happens. And then, we go again.
Now, with tight turnarounds between races, things can get pretty complicated. Katie caught up with our race team coordinator, Gerard O'Reilly, to find out about the pack-up schedule.
OK, Gerard, it's 2.5 hours after the end of the race. What's the plan for you now for the rest of the evening?
Well, amazing result. I mean, been away for 2 weeks and 2 wins, a second. Can't really ask for much more than that. Already well into the pack-up. Most of the freight's going straight to India from here. Sea freight will go back to Milton Keynes, so we've got to make sure everything gets in the right boxes, so we don't want to be missing stuff. Hopefully by sort of 11 o'clock, so another four and a half hours, we better get back and go and celebrate.
And how do you make sure that the right thing goes in the right box?
I personally don't do it, but all the guys, I mean, they're all experienced guys. Each guy has their own sort of individual job on a Sunday night with the girls packing. Some of the guys do sea freight, some do air freight. So we're pretty well drilled at it now.
And what about the cars? Where do they go now?
We strip the cars now. Tonight, obviously, inspect the chassis, make sure there's no damage or anything. We'll take bits off them to go back to England for turnaround. And the cars will get packed. They have their own container that they travel in now, which is new for us since Singapore, which is working very well. And they'll go straight to India.
And what about you personally? What's your freight schedule?
Well, I haven't been home for a month, so I'm actually quite looking forward to going back to see my house and spending a couple of nights in my own bed, and then off to India on Sunday, do it all again.
Okay, so are there going to be any drinks tonight?
Oh, I doubt it. No, I'm sure we'll find somewhere that's open late. We'll have a couple of celebratory drinks.
Okay, and then a long journey to the airport tomorrow.
Yeah, something to look forward to. 4.5 hours up to Seoul. We fly from Seoul to Hong Kong, Hong Kong, London.
And then you've got a week back in the UK and then off to India?
No, less than a week. We go again on Sunday afternoon.
Right, OK, well, we'll leave you to get on.
Thank you.
So it's been a fantastic weekend for the team in Korea, but it wasn't an easy victory. Katie spoke to Christian Horner to find out what it was like on the pit wall.
Christian, from the radio communication today, it sounded quite stressful on the pit wall. What was it like?
Yeah, no, it was a busy race, particularly because of these tyres around this type of circuit were on the limit for us in terms of wear. It was a matter of trying to keep the drivers under control and not load the tyres up too much, but the race engineers and Seb and Mark did a phenomenal job in that respect, and we got to the end without any problems. You know, I was telling Rocky, just keep him under control, keep him on a tight rein, which he did, and Sebastian behaved, you know, impeccably, looked after the tyres and brought the car home. And it was great to see our 12th ever 1-2 finish, you know, achieved here in Korea. So overall, it's been a fantastic weekend for us.
And it's been a good 10 days, actually, hasn't it?
Well, two wins in, you know, just over a week is phenomenal. And our first 1-2 of the season here today, you know, was an unbelievable result. So it was great, great for the team. Great to see Adrian up on the podium, well prepared with his goggles, you know, a fantastic result that sets up both championships nicely for the final four races.
Do you know whose goggles they were?
He borrowed them off one of the boys in the garage. So I decided Adrian should go up today to get the trophy, because last time he was here in Korea was 2010, where we had a double DNF and it was one of our most depressing ever races. So our first 1-2 of the year, I thought it right to send Adrian up. And Adrian being Adrian, thinking ahead, usually he can't see after being on the podium. He went equipped with a pair of goggles.
Okay, and then from here to India, what's the plan now for the next four races?
Well, it's going to be a busy time for us, because the whole team straight back to the UK now. Obviously, turning the cars around as well for India. In between that, we've got a running show car event next weekend in Barcelona. So it's a busy period for the team. And then obviously, people will start to leave from Sunday and Monday next week to India. So it's just crucial that we take things one step at a time. Our focus will now be on the Indian race, the second race, you know, at the circuit in India, and we'll try to carry this momentum, you know, into the next batch of double headers.
Okay, well, safe journey, and we'll catch up with you there.
Absolutely, and if anybody didn't see, it's well worth having a look at Sai and the dancing members of the Red Bull team, which I gather was quite entertaining in my office, actually, earlier. Shame I wasn't in here.
It is a shame, Christian. We'd love to see you doing Gangnam Style. You can see it on the BBC iPlayer right now, and there are some pictures of Sai on our website, redbullracing.com. That's it for this edition of the podcast. We leave Korea with Sebastian taking the lead in the Drivers' Championship and the team extending our lead in the Constructors' Table. It's on to India from here in just 2 weeks' time. Until then, take care.